Welcome to Vibrant, a storytelling podcast about coffee hospitality. In this episode, you'll hear from Layla Wilbur. Layla lives in Seattle, Washington, and works alongside her father at their family-owned coffee company, Cherry Street Coffee House. She's the chair of the Barista Guild of America, founder of The Coffee Woman, and the 2014 U.S. Barista Champion. Here's Layla.
So this last June, me and my husband went on a vacation to Ireland, and he actually flew out a week ahead of me because he was judging the World Barista Competition. And so I flew to Ireland by myself, and at the time I was about 30 weeks pregnant, so I was a little not looking forward to the very long flight, seeing that I was already uncomfortable just as is. And the trip ended up being pretty rough because I flew from Seattle to New York, and then my flight from New York to Ireland got canceled, and I had to stay overnight in New York, and I missed a whole day in Ireland and didn't get there till the next day after not much sleep. And so the morning that I showed up in Ireland, I was very tired and jet lagged and uncomfortable, and so we decided to get our flat that we were staying in really close to 3FE, a coffee shop in Ireland that's very well known. And so when Ryan left that morning to go judge the barista competition, I decided that I was going to stay back and get a little bit more rest and go get coffee at 3FE. So I walked there. It was just a little walk down the way. And so I decided to walk there and showed up at this cute little cafe, very tiny, right on the corner. And I ordered some coffee and I ordered some food. And I only had a small amount of euro on me, and the total was just a little bit higher than what I had. And so very uncomfortably and awkwardly, I was like, oh, never mind. I'll just get the coffee. Never mind the food. I don't have quite enough euro on me. And I had left my wallet, and so I didn't have my card. It was kind of a silly situation. And the gal that was behind the counter very quickly said, well, how much do you have on you? And I said, I had 15 euro. And she said, don't worry about it. That'll be enough. And I was a little bit shocked because, I mean, it was just kind of a shocking thing to see someone just say, yeah, don't worry about it. That sounds like enough money. And I reassured them, I'm staying down the street, so I'll be back later. I promise I'll pay you back. And it was a really kind gesture to just walk into this place after having kind of a whirlwind travel experience and kind of think that, oh no, I'm not going to get to eat right now. This is just adding to this discomfort. And then having that really awesome experience. And I sat down and it was super, super busy in this tiny, tiny cafe. And I'm watching the baristas and I'm watching the people bringing out the food, and the food was absolutely beautiful and the coffee was so well done. And I'm just watching this very busy experience and seeing these baristas just handle it so excellently. And I was there by myself and just kind of eating and drinking my coffee and taking in how that was a great experience. And this cafe is doing so well, and these baristas are doing so well. Well, that was the first time that I went there, and seeing as we were staying on the street, I went there a handful of more times. So every time that I went in, I got that same great experience, great coffee, great food, really wonderful customer service. And it was just such a fun experience to be there and watch how crazy busy this cafe was and how tiny it was, and how wonderful all these baristas were handling it, because due to the competitions being in Dublin, this was an overwhelmingly busy time for them, and they weren't really used to it, but they were handling it with such great expertise. And so the day that we were leaving Dublin and we were going to go travel around came, and I had been there probably 3 or 4 times at this point, and so it was the last time that we were going to be there. It was right before we were about to drive out, and we decided to get coffee and food there. And again, we showed up, and it is completely packed full of people, and the competitions were over, so it was full of coffee people, and it was a lot of fun because we knew almost everybody there, and it was, you know, we're in a different country and a city I've never been in, and I know half the people in this coffee shop, and it was just a really cool experience. And so I'm sitting down to eat my last meal there and waiting for my coffee, and it's super busy, and people are just moving everywhere, and the barista comes to give me my coffee, and it's a filter coffee. And right as she's going to set it down, she spills the coffee on me. And here I am, you know, an obvious, very pregnant woman. And I just had hot coffee spilt on me. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I just got this coffee spilt on me. And these are clothes that I'm going to be, you know, I don't have that many clothes on me. And I don't know when I'm going to get to wash these pants. And now they're covered in coffee. And she was so apologetic. And when I looked up at her, I looked at her face and just saw her looking at me and obviously noticing I'm pregnant and that she just spilled hot coffee on me. And I immediately went from like kind of this immediate shock and like upset in a moment to, wow, I feel really bad that I'm about to make this girl feel bad. And so I was very expressive that it's okay, don't worry about it, everything's fine. Please don't worry about it. I'm okay. It wasn't that hot, even though it was. I'm totally fine. I'm comfortable. Don't worry. Really reassuring this girl that it was totally cool. Don't worry about it. And that I was totally fine. And she, you know, was super apologetic, went back, brought us a bunch of desserts and all this sort of stuff to try and make us feel better. But I really didn't, I wasn't upset, even in the slightest. And the reason why I wasn't upset was because every other moment that I had spent in that place, the service was so exceptional. And against the odds of how crazy busy this cafe was, the baristas were handling it incredibly well. And so after having all these amazing experiences, this moment where it was, you know, technically a bad experience, I didn't process it as bad. I wasn't upset. I didn't want to get angry and huff and puff and make a big scene and get out of that or never come back and, you know, write a Yelp review or all these those things that happen when you have a bad customer service experience, because everything else prior to that had been wonderful. And I actually kind of had this sympathy for this girl who was doing so well and working so hard in these crazy circumstances that I didn't want her to feel bad for this mistake because they'd been doing so great otherwise. And so I kind of feel like that experience was a unique one, just that, you know, not even the greatest coffee shop, the greatest restaurants, all of that, you mess up every once in a while. Something happens that's out of your control or isn't a good experience. But if you give great customer service and hospitality outside of those extreme circumstances, then people feel like they can forgive you in those moments. And in that moment, at 30 weeks pregnant, hot coffee poured on me, I was incredibly forgiving because I was so thankful for all the other wonderful experience that they had given me in that time. And I really think that with the good comes a little bit of bad, but you can get past those when you have all those other great moments to kind of hold on to.
What stands out to me is the consistency that you experienced, you know, just as you mentioned. They laid this foundation of exceptional moments, so you were able to roll with it when that particular instant didn't go as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder, have you had any similar experiences here in the States?
So I think here in the States, in terms of consistency that I get, is very different than obviously when I'm traveling. When I'm traveling, I'm in new places where people don't know me. And when I'm in the States, and more importantly, or more commonly, when I'm in my own city, I walk into coffee shops and people tend to know who I am. And so I get a very different experience, but I think that consistency lends itself in these situations as well, because I am interacting with people that I know. And so each time that I go in, it's a familiar face. They know who I am. They say hello. And even when there's new people working, they make an effort to introduce them. So then even as, you know, a shop grows and changes and new people come in, I still get to know those people that are working behind the counter. And so that consistency kind of lends itself in a different way in my own town. But I really like that as well. I like walking into a place and people know who I am, and I can expect a great experience just because it's a familiar face. It's a friend behind the counter instead of someone that doesn't know who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that warmth of familiarity. And Layla, through your work with the BGA, the Coffee Woman, also working with the Iranian barista community as they established the very first barista competition, through all of this, you've been able to help support others in the industry in their own coffee careers. What impact has that had on you?
I think for me, it's given me a lot more sympathy and understanding for the role of a barista. You know, my job as a barista is to really connect with my customers and to give great hospitality to the people that come into my doors. But with these roles that I have with the Coffee Woman and the Barista Guild and so on, I'm not connecting with customers necessarily. I'm connecting with other baristas. And so it puts me in this unique role where I get to know people that are in their infancy of a barista with the Barista Guild and places like camp where they're learning and going through education. With the Iranian Barista Guild, that was obviously a really unique experience getting to go to Iran and interact with people who not only are in their infancy of a career as a barista, but even just coffee in general was an infancy when I first started going there and working with them. And so everything was new to them. And with the Coffee Woman, it's great because I get to talk with a unique group of people and talk about things that are in common, woman to woman and so on. So I think I get to, you know, interact with people that are super eager to learn, super eager to listen, and have great stories. And so I tend to kind of almost feel like I'm the one, like I'm the customer in some ways, like I'm the one who's, you know, learning a lot and kind of gaining from them. And that's one of the reasons I involve myself so much in that stuff is because as much as I'm giving to those, I really feel like I get so much back and that sympathy factor of just meeting people where they're at is something that I've really appreciated because I don't personally tend to a very sympathetic role. And so this has kind of forced me into that, and it's really pushed me as a person and just interacting with other people.
That was Layla Wilbur and her son Fitzgerald. My name is Mallory Light. Our music was written and recorded by Kevin Cott. To learn more and to hear other coffee hospitality stories, visit vibrantpodcast.com.